Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June 28th. The grains closed sharply lower again, with December corn down 24 and a quarter cents at 536 and three quarters. September wheat down 29 and a quarter at 669 and three quarters. And November beans down 29 and a quarter at 1265. The beans closed about 7-8 cents off their lows. Corn and wheat, 2 to 3 cents off of their lows. Obviously, another tough day here as funds continue to liquidate corn, beans, meal, oil, and getting shorter wheat. I've got them short now about 124,000 contracts of wheat, long about 16,000 corn, the beans about 55,000, the meal about 40, and the oil about 45,000. So they're still long. Maybe they want to get out of some more tomorrow. We'll see. Interesting, December corn tried to go down and fill the gap that was left from June 9th. The high that day was 33. The day before was 33.5. So we missed between a half a cent and a penny of filling that gap down there. And we held the 50-day moving average on the closeout here. So maybe holding the gap is a little positive sign out there. You know, considering we've broken almost a dollar a bushel on December corn in 5 days. I mean, it's just been a tremendous onslaught. Again, you know, whether it's beans or corn, I don't see it. You know, I know there's forecast rains, depending on where you are, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. But again, it's 30 to 40% chances. You know, I don't think we've had enough rain here to solve the problems, at least not in Illinois and Iowa. I don't think the smoke is helping any. You know, we've had these terrible quality, air quality days out here. It's moving west toward Iowa. So I don't know if it's going to have any effect on it or not, but I can't imagine it helps. But the market doesn't seem to care. They just care about liquidating before the report on Friday. They're looking for a few less corn acres, maybe a few more bean acres. Stocks numbers. You know, the surprise may be that they cut some of the feed usage out here, some of the demand, but I don't know if they'll do that or not. But at any rate, the funds seem to want to liquidate here. Considering the reports I'm getting from around the country, you know, South Dakota has improved. Minnesota's improved. Ohio's improved. But, you know, Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa, you know, if Indiana gets these rains, yeah, it'll help them. I just don't think we've solved the problem, though. Does anybody really believe we've got trend line yields out there? You know, I've always been the advocate for, you know, with the new genetics, these crops will wait and wait and wait to get rain. And, you know, there's still plenty of time and they've had some rain. So, you know, maybe they can go trend line, but I personally don't see it out here. So at any rate, as long as the funds want out, we can see some lower prices here. The dollar was strong, up 43 ticks. That certainly didn't help things. But, you know, how much is enough in here? I guess we'll find out tomorrow and Friday after the reports. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. The exports tomorrow, they're looking for 250 on wheat, 325 on corn, 425 on beans. That's about it. Have a good day.